Okay, so the Mishnah begins. Hayushnaim roin no simachalon ze. There were two people seeing or watching him or it, the situation machalon ze from this window. Vishnaim roin no simachalon ze, and two watching it, seeing it machalon ze from this window. V'yechod masrebo beemtza, and one is warning him beemtza in the middle. So the Mishnah says, "Bizman shemiktzason roen elu ezelu." At a time that some of them see these ones to these ones, they see each other. Hari elu edus achas. They're considered to be one testimony, one group of witnesses. Ve'imlav, and if not, hari elu shtei edus. And if not, they're considered to be two separate sets of witnesses. Lefik, let's see Rashi on this. Hari elu edus achas, behold, they're considered one testimony. Now the Bach amends the text that we have in front of us, so keep your eye on the bays in the Bach, which is in my text. It's on the bottom left of the page, second wide line in the Bach, Agos HaBach. So I'll read, so keep your finger in both places over here. So Rashi starts off by saying, V'im, and then we go to the Bach, V'im huzmu, achas mehem, and if one of them is huzum, harishona or shnia, one of these two sets of witnesses is huzum, either the first one or the shnia or the second one, v'lo huzmu, back to the main text of Rashi, v'lo huzmu kulon, and they're not all huzum, eina rogin, they wouldn't be killed. So the standard rule, if they all combine as one group of witnesses, then you need to have Hazama and all of them to kill any of them. So they're considered one group of witnesses if they see each other. So the Mishnah continues, so that the Mishnah just said, if they don't see each other, they're considered two sets of witnesses, two testimonies. Consequently, the Mishnah says, Lefikach, therefore, im nimtzeis achas mehem zememes, if one of the two groups of witnesses are found to be zememes, so the end result will be who vehe narogin, both the defendant, the person being accused, plus those witnesses who are zomemes, will end up getting killed. Because why? Because you got one set of witnesses testifying, and they haven't been huzum. They're testifying to the crime, to the murder, let's say, and you got the other set of witnesses who are being huzum. So the end result is going to be based upon the testimony of the first witnesses, the defendant will be killed, and based upon the hazama, the other set of witnesses, the other two witnesses are going to get killed. So, funny situation, but that's the way it would be. Who, i.e. the defendant, Vehain, and the other witnesses, Narogin, will get killed. Vashnia Petura. And the second group of witnesses who weren't huzum, they are potter, they'd be exempted. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, La'olam, always, ein harogin, they're not killed, ad shiyu shnei edov masrin bel. No one gets killed unless the two witnesses themselves do the two witnesses are masrin bel. They give the warning as well, because remember the case is that there's a third person who's standing in the middle giving the hasrog, giving the warning. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that, with the ability for the witnesses to be separate from the ones, from the one giving the hasra. The witnesses have to give the hasra. And that's based upon the pasuk, Shneim, as it says in the pasuk, al pi shneim edim, on the mouth of two witnesses. It was on the mouth of two witnesses, the defendant will be indicted and executed. So it has to be the mouth of witness. The witnesses themselves are the ones who are being masra, who are warning the defendant. Dovracha, or another explanation, another source for it, is Alpishnaim Eidim, Shalota He Sanhedrin, Shamas Mipi Haturgaman. So this is a different pshat in this pasuk altogether, that we, the way we understand Alpishnaim Eidim is on the mouth of witnesses, of two witnesses, meaning to say, the Mishnah says, Shalota He Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin should not, Shamas, listen to anyone but the witnesses. They shouldn't listen to a Turgaman. They shouldn't listen to the testimony through the mouth of a Turgaman, a translator. Rashi says, Shlut Tehei Sanhedrin Shamas, Eidos ha'edim, the testimony of the witnesses, v'pi ha'turgman, from the mouth of the translator. Tzrichin ha'deonim, the judges need, shi'iyu makirin, that they should recognize, b'lashon ha'edim, the language, the words of the Eidim, the language of the Eidim, v'lo shi'amdu melet b'neis b'nosom, and that they shouldn't stand up a melet, a translator, or a intermediary. A melet is a intermediary, b'nosom, between them. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zutra about Tuvia, Amar Rav. Rav Zutra, the son of Tuvia, said the name of Rav. Minayin, from where do we know Le'edus Miyuchedes Shehi Pasula? From where do we know that a individualized, unique testimony is possible? What is Le'edus Miyuchedes? Says Rashi, Le'edus Miyuchedes Echad Roa Oso Mechalon Ze. One sees him from this window, v'yachar roa, and this one sees mechalon zeh from this window, ve'enim roin zeh zeh, but the two witnesses don't see each other. So this is like I'm not sure how maybe the art scroll has a better word in English, but singular testimony where each witness doesn't see each other. So how do we know that this kind of testimony is invalid? Says the Gemara, Shneur, this is in the pasuk. Lo yumas al pi eid echad. A person cannot be executed on the mouth of one witness. My echad. What does it mean, echad? I lema eid echad mamish. If it would mean literally one witness by himself, like a single witness comes to Beis Din and testifies, if that's what it would mean, so mereisha shamin alei. That you'd already know from the beginning of the pasuk. Mereisha, from the beginning, from the top of Shamin Alei, we would hear that. We can hear that already. We already know that, because the pasuk says, Al Pishnaim Eidim, on the mouth of two witnesses. So there, that clearly tells us that you need two witnesses, not and one witness wouldn't suffice. Ella, my echad, what is the extra phrase in the pasuk of Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad? My echad. My answer is echad, echad. It's one of this very situation where you have, technically, you have two witnesses there, but they're not seeing each other. That's called echod, echod, each one by themselves. Tanya nami hachi, we learned this also in a braisa. Lo yumas al pi eid echod. The defendant cannot die on the mouth of one witness. Lahavi shnayim, this comes to include, lahavi, literally to bring, which means to include, comes to include shnayim, two witnesses. Shiroyim oso, echad mechalon zeh, ve'echad mechalon zeh. They're seeing him, they're seeing the act take place, one from this window, ve'echad mechalon zeh, and one from this window. Ve'en roin zeh zeh, and they don't see each other. She'ein mitzdarafin, that they don't combine together. For lo od, and the braisa continues, not only that, elafilu bezeh achazeh, that, and rather even, with this one, after this one, b'chalon echad, in the same window, emes darfin, they don't combine together. In other words, not only are they in a situation where two separate witnesses are seeing the same act, the one act take place from two separate windows at the same time, but even if a situation where they're looking exactly through the same window, but they're just coming at different times, one coming after the other one, through the same window, they don't combine together. So that's the end of the braisa. So on this, the Gemara now brings a question that Rav Papa asks to Abaye. And it says, Omalei Rav Papa l'Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, so hashta uma echad mechalon zeh v'yachad mechalon zeh. Now the word hashta denotes a question, like, and now, literally now, if echad mechalon zeh, ma means and if, or just as, I'm going to translate it as if. If echad mechalon zeh ve'echad mechalon zeh, this one sees from this window and one from this window, dahai kechazi kula maisa, that this one chazi sees kula maisa, the whole act take place, vahai kechazi kula maisa, and this one kechazi sees kulo, the whole maisa, the whole act, omrat, you're saying in the braisa, lo misdarafe, they don't combine. So then, bezeh chazeh, the case of this one seeing after this one, dahai chazi palga, that this one sees palga de maisa, half of the act, palga de maisa, v'hai chazi palga de maisa, and this one sees half of the act, mi boya, is that necessary? Is that necessary to be stated explicitly in the braisa? In other words, if you got two witnesses seeing simultaneously the same act taking place, except just they can't see each other, one's looking from this one, the window, and this one's looking from the other window, and the braisa says they don't combine, then all the more so they shouldn't combine if they're coming at a separate points. And the first one's seeing the half the action, and the second one is seeing the other half of the action. Certainly they shouldn't combine together. That wouldn't be necessary to even say. So Rav Papa is asking Abaye, why does the braisa have to state that second case as well? Amalei, so Abaye said back to Rav Papa, lo nitzrucha ella, it's not necessary, that braisa, the second case is not necessary, ella, except the boa lesa erva, except for a situation of a boa lesa erva, someone who is committing a illicit relationship with an erva, with a forbidden person. So Rashi says, there is sufficiency of time in the seeing of each one of them. In other words, this is a situation where you could have two people seeing an act taking place, with the same act taking place, but different parts of the same act. So you can have that. Technically, so the person could have a minute to think. That would be a good testimony. Again, Rashi saying sheish dai b'riyas kol echad, there is sufficiency in the seeing of each one of them. V'afilu hachi, and even so, lo mistarafu, they don't combine together. So they're seeing from the same angle, the same place, the same window, that but they're seeing different parts of the same act, and that's also not sufficient to combine the two witnesses together. Fine. Now the Gemara focuses on a different point. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Im ha yiroin es a masra, if the witnesses could see the masra, the warner, the guy in the middle warning, or a masra roa usan, or if the one warning could see them, mitzdarafin, then they all combine together." V'amar Rava, and Rava said also, "Masra." When we said the word the masra being spoken about, that does the warning. Sha'amru, that they said, is a filo even mepi atzmo, even from the mouth of himself. What does that mean? Rashi explains, ha-harug atzmo, the murdered one himself, Histrabo warned him. So the victim can be the warner of the murderer. And the Gemara continues, va-filo mepi shade, and even from the mouth of a shade, of a shindal. There is a tradition to say shindal, not to pronounce the word explicitly, but this is referring to some kind of demonic spiritual force, and even a shin dalet can be a master can give the warning. No commentaries on that. Let me look into that before tomorrow, so we can discuss it. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Eidus miyuchedes kashera bedine mominus." This that we spoke about before. Eidus miyuchedes, singular witnesses who are not seeing each other from different vantage points. They don't combine together. But that's only vis-a-vis dina nefashas. But edus miyuchedes is kashera, is kasha, but dina mominus, in monetary law. Diksiv, as it says in the verse, lo yuma salpi ed echad. A person cannot get killed and executed on the mouth of one witness. But dina nefashas hu de ein kashera, by capital cases, it is that it's not kosher. Al bedine mominus, but in monetary cases, kashera, it is kosher. So that's a chiddush. So the whole idea of edus miuchedes is only possible, it's only invalid when it comes to dine nefashas. Freg the Gemara asks the Gemara, maskif la Rav Zutra. Rav Zutra asks a kasher on this. And he says, elamata, rather, if that's the case, and as elamata means, if that's the case, if it's true that there is a hitzdarafus, there is a combining of two singular witnesses of edus miyuchedes in dinin mominus, then that should inform dinin nefashas too. Says Rashi, elamata the kasherim ba'alma, that in general they are kasha umitzdarafin, they do combine, so that we should be able to utilize that truth even in the context of dina nefashas. So Gemara explains, Again, elamat, if that's the case, bedin in nefashas, in capital cases also, tatzil, then you should be able to save anyone who is at the risk of being executed, whether it be the Edom Zomim or the victim, in the, you know, the case of the Mishnah, where we had that case where the Edom Zomim were going to get killed, and also the defender is going to get killed because of the testimony of the other two witnesses. All these people should be saved because of the principle of Edus Miuchedes. Because Aloma, Tanan, Aloma, I don't know if you've seen that word before, Aloma means did we not learn, or did we not, Tanan, did we not learn in the Mishnah? Aloma is, did we not say, I think it is, did we not say, I'm not exactly sure how the translation literally is, but Aloma Tanan, did we not learn in the Mishnah, Hu Vehein Neharogin, he, the defendant, and the other witnesses, the Edom Zomim, are all Neharogin, they're all killed. So let's listen to Rashi. The last word in the Gemara here is Kashit. This is indeed a difficulty. The Gemara leaves this as a difficulty. But let's just understand this better. What is Rav Zutra saying? He's saying that because there's a notion of Hitzdarifus, of Kashrus, of the Eidus Miuchedis and Dina Mominus, then that should have an impact on Dina Nefashis too. So Rashi explains. But Dina Nefashis, when two of them see from this window, two of them are seeing from this window, and one group is huzum. So he says, titztaref edus zu liyos kulam kekat achas. You should combine this with this testimony to be all of them kekat achas, like one group. Right, because once you combine them all as one group, so now what the end result is going to be that the ones who are huzum, or the only part of them are being huzum, all four of them are not being huzum now. So therefore, that the hazama on the two is now out of the window, and none of the witnesses are killed on the basis of hazama because the whole group is not huzum, and as well, since they're all considered one group, there is now no longer a testimony against the defendant in the middle. So the defendant is going to get saved as well. So I'll just read this part again. You should combine this testimony to be considered to be kulam, all of them, as one group. To save the zomamin. V'yes anidan, and also the defendant. That their testimony should be nullified. Kivon, since the Baalma, that in general, i.e., in Dine Mominus, Mr. Efes, they do combine. So therefore, Yesh Tam Kan Lahatzila, there is reason here, Lahatzila, to save him. V'rachmon Oman, the Torah says, Hatzila Heida, save the congregation. In other words, there's a precedent of save the congregation, save people who are at risk of being executed. That's a principle, that's a precedent, save them. So since we have evidence of hitzdarfus, of testimony of Edus Miuchedes, albeit in the realm of Dine Mominus, then that should have an influence also in the realm of Dine Nefashis, vis-a-vis the precedent of Hatzilas Eidah, saving the congregation. We should utilize that to be able to save everybody. And the Gemara says, yes, it's a good point. Kasha, it's a difficulty. And the Gemara leaves it as that, as a difficulty. So continues the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to quote Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi had said in the Mishnah that the Masra, the one giving the warning, has to be one of the witnesses. You can't have a separate Masra. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh Rabbi Papa L'Abaye. Rabbi Papa said to Abaye, Umiyas le Rabbi Yossi hai svara, and is there to Rabbi Yossi this reasoning? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold of this? Now Rashi explains, Umiyas le Rabbi Yossi hasra klal. Does he even hold of hasra at all in general? We have evidence, we'll see in a second, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't even require hasra. The Gemara says, "V'hatanan." Didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on Tesamad Beis? Rabbi Yossi says, "Hasone nerag mipnei shahu kamuad musra." This is discussing the whole sugya of accidental murder and golos. And the Mishnah says there, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that a sone, someone who is an enemy, who is a hater of the victim, he is killed mipnei shehu kamur de musra. Rashi explains that Tanan Rabbi Yossi omer hasone, the sone, a hater of the victim, sh'oma, that said, b'shogeg haragti, by accident I killed. If he says that, he is nerag, he is himself executed, mipnei shehu kamud musra, because that he is like a muad, like we know by an ox, who is muad, it was a pre-warned, habituated killer. So if this person who killed by accident says that he killed by accident, then, and he's a hater of the victim, so he's considered like a muad, like he's a habitual, pre-warned individual, umusra, and warned, and therefore he's killed on his own testimony. He's executed on his own testimony. So here you have a situation where there's no warning being given. It's just his own admissions are saying, I killed by accident, but he's a hater of this victim, and there's no necessity for hasra. And that's in the name of Rabbi Yossi. So it's difficult on this Mishnah here, where it says Rabbi Yossi says that the one warning has to be one of the witnesses. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds you need witness. You need actual people who are warning the murderer. The answer is Amalei. He said back to him. So this was a question which was said by Rav Papa to Abaye. So Abaye said back to Rav Papa. He said to him, "Hahu Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, that Mishnah there in the second perek." Is talking about is referring to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, a different Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, if we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Omer says a chaver. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says a chaver Torah scholar. Chaver means literally a friend, but it's a word referring to a Torah scholar. A Torah scholar ain't sarach hasra, does not require hasra. If the individual is doing the murder, is a chaver, he does not require hasra. Lefish lo nitna lahasra, because hasra was not given, ela, except lahavchin, to distinguish, bein shogeg lemezid, to distinguish between a accidental act or a mezid, or a deliberate act. So, in general, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says a chaver doesn't require hasra, and that's why in that Mishnah there also, if the person who says, who's killing is a hater of the victim, and he says I killed Bashogeg, then his testimony is accepted even without any outside hasra. Our Mishnah though is talking about a different Rabbi Yossi who says you do need hasra, so therefore it's not a contradiction. Another Gemara quotes now the last part of the Mishnah, and it says Dovr Ache, an alternative explanation of Al Pishnai Meidim. Of the pasuk al pishnai meidim is shalotahe Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin should not shamas hear the testimony of mepia torgumen from the mouth of a translator. Says the Gemara, hanu luuze, there were those people who spoke a foreign language. The word luuze is laz, actually is foreign language. There were those people who spoke a foreign language. The asu that came lekame de rava, before rava. He was part of this of a Bezdin or a Sanhedrin. Rashi says, Luuze, Balei Loshen Acheres, masters of a different language, Sheina Dayonim Makirin Ba, that the judges do not recognize it, that language. That's the case. So they came before Rava. And the Gemara says, Uki Rava, Turgumen Benayhu. And Rava set up a translator between them. So frek the Gemara, v'heichi ovid hochi, how could he have done this? But now we learned in the Mishnah, shlote he Sanhedrin, shemaz, mepia torgumen, that the Sanhedrin should not listen to the testimony through the mouth of the torgumen. So why did Rava do this? The Gemara says, Rava meida hava yoda, meida hava amre. Rava certainly knew what they were saying. Meida hava yoda, he certainly knew, double expression, of knowing, he suddenly knew Maida Hava Omre, what they were saying. He knew what they were saying. But Hadure Hudulu Hava Yod, but to respond back, he didn't know how to respond back. He couldn't speak the language, he could understand the language, but Hadure to respond to Lo Hava Yod, it was that he couldn't and he didn't know that. So that's the reason why. On to the next daf. The Gemara says, Ilah Vatuvia. These are names of two individuals. Ilava tuvia karive da'arva. They were relatives of an orev, of a guarantor. Rashi says, ilava tuvia ede halva hayu karovin el orev. Witnesses of a halva, of the loan, hayu, they were krovim relatives el ha'orev, to the guarantor. So the Gemara says, so sova Rav Papa thought, lemeima, to say, the gabe lova malva, that pertaining to the lova and the malva, the borrower and the lender, rechiki ninuhu, they were distant, they weren't relatives, and therefore he was apt to accept the to their testimony, because regarding the actual loan itself between the lova and the malva, they weren't relatives, so they were good witnesses. But Amalei Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Rav Yehuna, the son of Yeshua, said to Rav Papa, true, but Iles Lei Lelova, if the Lova does not have, Iles, if there isn't to him, to the Lova, if the borrower doesn't have the money to pay back, La Bosa Arva Ozal Malva, would the Malva, would the lender not go after the Orev? So Lav, would it not be the case that Bosar, after the Arva, the guarantor, Ozil, go, Malva, the lender? Was the Malva will go after the lender, after the guarantor, if the borrower doesn't have any money to pay? So you can't say that the guarantor has no role in this transaction. He has a very important role, because he can end up becoming stand in the stead of the borrower, because if the borrower himself doesn't have any money to pay back. And therefore, since the witnesses are relatives to the guarantor, then their testimony is invalid. So that's the end of the Gemara. Hatzlacha, Rabbah.